Hello, Malcolm here with what's been going on in my life this last 7 days or so, what's been going on in my life, and what's been going up on my website, podcasts, YouTube videos, and blog articles, all that kind of good stuff. So it's now, Saturday, the 9th of November, 2019, and looking back on the last week, by far the biggest thing was my son Fred's 30th birthday. My word, 7th of November, 30 years ago, we were welcoming Fred into the world. And Thursday was the birthday. With this week, we went out for a Chinese meal to celebrate his birthday. He loves Chinese food. And of course, all the usual cliches were being sent around. Where did the time go? I feel so old now, and all that kind of thing. And as you can imagine, my Facebook post regarding the birthday had a lot of comments on it. I don't know what the current number is. Actually, maybe I'll just have a quick check while we're recording this. I posted a comment on Thursday evening, and already, what are there? 40 comments and 163 likes or responses. So a lot of people have known me and Fred, of course, over the years, and can't believe that Fred's as old as he is. I'm not sure he can. And it's making a lot of my friends feel old as well, as they remember him from, well, perhaps even from when he was born. Anyway, we went out, we had a lovely time, and I just want to thank everybody for their comments. Some of the comments were flattering, some were a bit scary, and some were very cute. So thanks for that. Now, our son doesn't like cake. I really don't know how he copes with life, but anyway, he doesn't like cake. And so we couldn't do a birthday cake for him. It wouldn't have made any sense. But he does like bread. And my wife works in a very Jewish area of North London where they make spectacular breads at the local Jewish bakeries. And she ordered a challah bread. A challah bread is, well, you can look it up on Wikipedia. There's a link from the newsletter as well. But it's a lovely bread, and it keeps over the Sabbath weekend. So it's one of those breads that keeps a bit longer. So you order it before the Sabbath and then keep it over the Sabbath weekend. And she got a huge one made in the shape of a 3 and a 0 to represent 30. So we took it to the restaurant, surprised Fred with it, took it out of the boot of the car, brought it in, popped 3 candles on it, one for each decade, and sang Happy Birthday. And the unique nature of the birthday cake, so to speak, caused many a conversation in the restaurant. The staff were intrigued, and perhaps that's why they added to my bill rather more than they should, which I had to take off later. But anyway, that's a whole other conversation. But it was fun. It was great fun to celebrate together and to remember that day. And I took photographs of the bread and posted it to the family. And it's good to remember. It's good to remember the right things. And Penny's creativity will help us to remember Fred's 30th birthday. And I think it'll help him too. And remembrance is on my mind. It's a focus of the week because it is Remembrance Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 10th of November. And whatever our views about war and pacifism, it does seem right to honour people who made sacrifices from which we benefit. So my sermon this Sunday will be on the theme of remembrance. And we'll be looking at the purpose of memory. Why did God create memory? I mean, he didn't have to, did he? Why has he given us that capacity? And how can we best remember the right things, the healthiest things to remember? And what's the best way also to deal with problematic memories, of which we all have many, don't we? So, of course, we're not going to cover everything in half an hour, but in particular, we're going to focus on the communion, because we're told in the scriptures, we're told to do one and only one practical, physical thing in connection with discipleship and remembering Jesus, and that's to take bread and wine in remembrance of him, Luke 22:14-23. So in preparation for this lesson, I've been rereading a book which I've had a profound impact on me, on my understanding of the Lord's Supper, a few years ago now, and it's a book called Remember Jesus. It's by Steve Motier. Steve, M-O-T-Y-E-R, Steve Motier. I thoroughly recommend this book. It's an excellent short summary of the history of the Lord's Supper in Christendom, the way that theology developed on it over the centuries, and some suggestions about the significance of and how to practice healthily the Lord's Supper. I particularly like reading the book because I know Steve, the author, personally. I wouldn't go so far as to call him a friend, but I have benefited personally from his wisdom and his lecturing while I was a student at the London School of Theology. So I can recommend it. He's also a local lad. He lives in the Watford area. So that's the sermon for this Sunday. So please pray for me as I prepare the lesson. In particular, I want to make sure that a lesson about remembrance and memory ends up focusing us all there on the day on the heart of Jesus, not just the technical aspects of the details of the communion or how memory works, fascinating as that is. So I offer all that I have this week on my website, my podcast, my YouTube, and on the newsletter. I offer all this week in the hope that they will bring you sweet remembrances of Jesus, of his love and his strength. So just a quick summary now of what's on the website. You will see a bit more detail about the latest on the Wait for the Lord retreat. 7 spaces remain. 10 have been taken. I've had a few more inquiries this last week or so that's rather good. And I'm working on a booklet to accompany the retreat. It's a mixture of practical information and some exposition of Psalm 130, on which the retreat is based. Really excited to share this weekend with all of you who are coming, so thanks. And anybody who can't come, please keep the event in your prayers. I've never done anything like this before. I think most of the people coming have never done anything like this before, this group spiritual retreat. So please pray that God will be glorified and honored, and we'll be refreshed. That's kind of the point. Quiet Time Coaching. Quiet Time Coaching episode 112 this week is on the Beatitudes series. It's blessed to those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. So you can check that out. And then Tuesday Teaching Tips is number 181. How to speak so that people feel loved. What an interesting thought. At least I think it is. So have a look for that. How to speak so people feel loved. And the Sunday sample is episode 108 and is a long title. How to inspire everyone to participate in worshipful singing from the start of the service. Sunday sample 108, so that's that. What's going on in Watford in our little congregation? Stefan Woolmer's sermon from last Sunday is up online. This week we are at school as usual, 10:30 a.m. for Remembrance Sunday. And please mark in your diary our teaching day on the Beatitudes, which is the 29th of February 2020. Please plan to come if you can, or let your friends know, and we'll be sending out e-invitations and so on once they're ready between now and Christmas. Thames Valley, new Skype groups for location leaders and worship leaders are starting up. I've been reading some things that I might find, I'm hoping to find helpful in running those groups. And in particular, I've just started reading a Kindle book called Fry the Monkeys, Create a Solution, which is a concerning title, but has fascinating contents. So I'll let you know how I get on with that. Prayer request, just to finish off, just please pray for me that as we make plans for 2020, both for the Thames Valley Church and for the Watford Church of Christ, that we'll be attentive to what the Spirit is doing. We'll follow his lead as we make plans for 2020. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. Thanks for supporting. Thanks for praying. And I pray that what you find on my website will help meet your needs, to help you to be glorified and to help God be glorified and honored, and you to be encouraged and edified. And if you have any suggestions about material that I can cover in the future, drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Right, I think that's it for this week. 3 decades and counting for my son. I am the father of a 30-year-old. It's time to go and commit, 7. Take care and God bless.